In this bulletin, at least 15 people dead as a powerful cyclone hits the Indian subcontinent. Commonwealth health officials at odds with state colleagues over COVID-19 border closures. And in sport, Liverpool FC players permitted to miss training if they feel unsafe. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. At least 15 people have died as Cyclone Amphan brought ferocious wind and rain when it made landfall in eastern India and Bangladesh. It flattened buildings, brought down power poles and uprooted trees. Almost 3 million people had to be evacuated before the super cyclone hit. The Director General of India's National Disaster Response Force, S.N. Pradhan, says most of the areas struck were impoverished districts.
It will be the poor who will be affected here. These are poor districts inhabited by poor people with thatched huts and tin roofs and asbestos roofs. And we could have a pretty destructive picture or a trail of destruction, which would take some time to then get together.
The World Health Organization is reporting the largest daily rise in global cases since the COVID-19 pandemic began. It says there's been 106,000 new cases around the world and has voiced concerns about the spread of the virus in poorer nations. So far, more than 323,000 people have died and there have been more than 4.9 million cases. Brazil is recommending its citizens start taking anti-malaria drugs if they develop symptoms of COVID-19. It's a controversial directive, with some doctors warning chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine can have potentially dangerous side effects. The country is now reporting more than 1,000 deaths each day, and there are fears its hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. Almost 18,000 people have died in Brazil, and it's had at least 271,000 confirmed cases. But the true figure is thought to be much higher due to a lack of testing. Far-right President Jair Bolsonaro has often played down the risks of COVID-19 and has defied public health advice. Back home, and disagreement over the closure of state borders has intensified, with Commonwealth authorities saying there are no COVID-19 health reasons to keep them shut. Queensland says its borders may be closed beyond September. But Commonwealth Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Paul Kelly doesn't see why they should be.
Several of those states and territories have not had any cases for the last few days. Indeed, the Northern Territory has not had a case for many weeks. They will need to make their own decisions on that basis. There are still some cases, mostly in quarantine in Melbourne and Sydney. From a medical point of view, I can't see why the borders are still closed, but that's for the states and territories themselves to decide when that timing is right for them.
Temporary visa holders stuck overseas are calling on the federal government to reveal the criteria it uses to allow exemptions to the COVID-19 travel ban. Thousands have joined a campaign to pressure the government to allow visa holders to return to Australia to jobs, homes and families. The Department of Home Affairs has received more than 1,300 applications for special consideration from non-citizens to come here since February. It's rejected 20%, and Greens Senator Nick McKim says no one knows what criteria are being used.
We need to have the public release of all criteria against which applications are assessed. Ultimately here, if someone has a home, a family, or a job in Australia, they should be allowed back into the country to resume their lives.
The government says the rules have kept Australia safe during the pandemic. To sport, and Liverpool FC manager Jurgen Klopp says he won't force any player to train if they don't feel safe to do so. The Premier League has been on hold since the 13th of March, but clubs are now permitted to train in small groups. Klopp has told Sky Sports that while he expects all of his players will continue to show up for training, it's ultimately their choice.
I said that before the session, you are here on a free will. You sign a contract and then you have to be in when I tell you. In this case, if you don't feel safe, you don't have to be here. And there's no restrictions, no punishment, nothing. So it's just, that's your own decision and we will respect that with 100%.
The league will decide next week when to allow contact training as it seeks a June restart. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth in 21, a possible shower in Adelaide, 15, showers easing in Melbourne, 13, partly cloudy in Hobart, also 13, a few showers in Canberra, 12, rain developing in Wollongong, 18, similar conditions in Sydney and 19, showers in Newcastle, also 19, rain at times in Brisbane, 23, showers in Cairns, 25, and possible light rain in Darwin, 29. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.